probably no other series of films so endearing, so recognizable. You hear the first few notes of the theme, and you know what we're talking about.
Rocky.
Number seven in the line of Rocky movies is Creed. It stars the great Michael B. Jordan, who joins us now from the road somewhere on the West Coast. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning. How you doing, buddy?
Doing fine, man. Big fan of your work.
Appreciate it. Thank you so much.
And Michael B. Jordan stars as Adonis Johnson Creed. Grew up, didn't know his father, Apollo. You remember how captivating Apollo Creed was?
Oh, love
Apollo Creed. Apollo Creed, he had everything Ali had, right? And maybe not a great sense of business, but man, a guy could punch. He was the guy.
And a great stash.
Unbelievable. But in a movie, Michael B. Johnson's character, Adonis Johnson Creed, you never knew your father. So you gonna get in the ring to try to find a tie to the dad you didn't know? Is that part of the storyline?
Something like that. I think, as a son of Apollo Creed, ultimately has that fighting spirit to him and definitely wants to, become a fighter and ultimately finds himself into the ring, not necessarily to figure out who his father was, but, kind of that relationship, but, definitely his growth, as a person, as his own individual person, trying to find his own legacy.
Do you know anything about boxing when you took this?
Yeah, I knew a few things about boxing. I wasn't, a historian or anything like that, but this is my full blown, education on boxing.
Now you're a guy, you stay in shape, a good looking dude, but regular people staying in shape and boxing shape, that's two different things, right?
Yeah, completely. It took me about a year to train and get in shape for this project, so it was a lot of time and hard work, sweat that's put in the gym and on the road to really become a fighter. I didn't want any special treatment, so I worked, went to all the boxing gyms, I sparred, I trained, and I just wanted to just be as authentic as possible.
By the way, and I think Michael B. Jordan will back me up on this, you haven't smelled a gym until you've smelled a boxing gym in a big city.
Yeah, boxing gyms are definitely unique, man. There's a lot of hard work going into those places. So, you definitely know when you're you can definitely smell when you're in a gym.
Were you a fan of the Rocky movies?
Yeah, definitely.
So did you go back and watch him to get a vibe for it? Because Sylvester Stallone's character, it's got to come full circle. He's the Burgess Meredith guy now.
Yeah, but I think for me as a character, Adonis, never knew Rocky. Never got a chance to meet him. So for him, walking into it, I think it's, it's a lot of questions. A lot of things that he doesn't know. So, for me, me personally, Mike, to watch him, I get excited about it. But character work-wise, it didn't really affect my performance whatsoever, knowing or, watching those films.
Well, I'm hearing good things. The early reviews on this are really strong, so congratulations on that. And Arnold Dean Richards gave it a good review this morning as well, and Nick will see it, one of our other critics on the weekend. What's the B stand for?
It's Bukhari. It's Swahili. It means of noble promise.
Yeah, yeah. There's nothing in Steve Cochran that's of noble promise. It's pretty good. And when you got into the business, the Screen Actors Guild always asks you what name you're going to use. Did you put the B in because of the Michael Jordan here, or because that's the name you were planning on using all along?
No, my name is, I was in SAG under Michael Jordan for a while, and then I was right around the time Space Jam came out, and then there was a decision to be made. So I guess, assume, and I lost that decision. So I changed my name.
One of the things that I think you'd be remembered for, no matter how long your career is The Wire. And at the end of The Wire, there's a death scene. I'm not giving anything away, even for you people who never cleared out your VCRs.
I mean, it's a decade. I don't think you can really spoil The Wire at this point. So
you wouldn't think. You wouldn't think, but you haven't seen my text messages. I can't believe you ruined Gone with the Wind. What do you mean Atlanta burns? But that death scene, at the end, do you go back and watch it? I mean, that's just one of the toughest death scenes I've ever seen.
Nah, man, I don't go back and watch it, but it's definitely, it's one of those things that, it really sits with people and sticks with them, 10 years later. So that's just a testament to the writing, and the project. It was a really good project.
What else do you want to do with your career?
Man, everything.
Right.
I got, writing, directing as well, producing. I like a lot of things, and I just want my career to be a reflection of things that I like.
Would you do a comedy? Would you do something really funny?
Yeah, I've stepped into the comedy world once, and, there's definitely a looser side of me, a more comedic side of me that will come out eventually. You know, I'm just not looking to do that right now.
You're living a life, though. Look at you. It's good-looking Michael B. Jordan.
Hey, man, I'm blessed, bro. Thank you so much.
Well, it says, you be well, and congratulations on Creed.
Thank you.
Happy Thanksgiving. All right, now let me explain how that went down. That was a cell phone somewhere in L.A. pushed through the studio switchboard back up to a satellite and back down to us. It's amazing we could hear them at all. So,
what the hell's going on out here?
So the phone was a little fuzzy. I apologize. But I like him, and I wanted to make sure we got the interview on.
He's a cool guy.
Yeah.
Bad phone, cool guy.
He's like a modest guy, too, didn't he?